Hi, everyone, and welcome to the July 6, 2017 podcast of Casinos USA, spoken to you by Coach Fav. Our podcast today is entitled Happy Birthday, USA. And of course, we're hoping you had a wonderful 4th of July. And I'm still thinking about those hot dogs, hamburgers, and cold beer. But on a serious note, the 4th is a wonderful day to consider our blessed legacy as American citizens and to remember all those who sacrificed for our freedoms. You know, two of my heroes in the Founding Fathers were Thomas Jefferson and Samuel Adams. And one of the things that's always was very curious to me is that these two patriots died on the same day, which was exactly 50 years from that day in Philadelphia on July 4th, 1776, when they signed the Declaration of Independence. These two founding fathers and American patriots, signers of the Declaration of Independence, wow. Jefferson was 83 years of age, and Samuel Adams was 90. And of course, for the time period in which they lived, those are ripe old ages. But to die just hours apart on July 4th, 50 years from the signing, what a mystery of history to consider. Again, we remember these two men and all men and women who died and fought in defense of our liberties of the United States of America. Happy birthday, USA. And the United States is 241 years young. 241 years ago, on July 4th, 1776, we were born. My goodness, what a history. Hooray! And now let's segue into gambling history in the United States. It was just 86 years ago when the state of Nevada was the first state in the United States to legalize gambling. That occurred in June of 1931. Gambling legalized 86 years ago, and today it's legal in 40 states in these great United States of America. And if you count up all the casinos in those 40 states, how many would there be? And you can even throw in tribal casinos as well, put them all together. There's 1,400 casinos in the United States of America. Wow, we've come a long way in 86 years. So June of 1931 is an important date in gambling history. But how about this date? How about September 3rd, 2016? That's the day that Casinos USA was born. May not seem so important, but that's how we look at it. So our tech guru Connor and I called GoDaddy because I remember those Super Bowl commercials with Danica Patrick, and she talked about domains and websites. GoDaddy, remember, she's a NASCAR driver and one of the few women in the sport. Well, so we called GoDaddy, and I did the talking, and we were on speakerphone, and Connor was there in case I needed him and his brilliance. But I said, we would like to have a domain called casinosusa.com. And our representative at GoDaddy said to us, oh yeah, well, we have that available. It's $14,000 a year. I had to laugh. I said, what? She said, it's $14,000 a year. And so I just said, well, is there another way we can put Casinos USA into something that's maybe not .com? And she said, oh, yeah, I see that here, too. We have casinosusa.bet. And so I asked her, well, how much would that cost us? And she said, well, believe it or not, it's just $14 a year. And I said, we'll take it. And casinosusa.bet was born. And from that first podcast in September of 2016... to today's podcast on July 6th, 2017, we've gone through 21 episodes. Today's is 22, and it's the end of season 2, by the way. We'll be back in late July. But I think our first podcast may have had 19, 20, 21 listeners, and after 21 podcasts, we're approaching 1,000 plays. Who would have ever thought it? We're so, so humbled. We thank all of you who follow us to some degree, either through our website, where all our podcasts are, www.casinosusa.bet, all our major outlets, including iHeartRadio, and our 800 followers just on Spreaker Radio alone, and our 100.5 or so followers who follow us on Facebook, Casinos USA, written as two words. Come on, join us on Facebook, where we post every day. So let's take a very short break, and we'll come back and begin Casino Group Therapy. Our therapy session begins today with something we all understand, but sometimes we put it in the back of our mind, that there's a house edge, a house advantage in every table game and every slot machine in the modern day casino. You know, so the players, the patrons, hey, we're underdogs. And hence that wonderful recreational gambler's prayer. Please put it in your repertoire of prayers. Lord, help me get even. Lord, help me get even. Because sometimes that's as good as we can get it. Oh, my. And many times in your visits as a recreational gambler to one of those 1,400 casinos, you'll get a quick jump, or you'll get a strong jump on the casino, and you'll be up. And one of the most challenging things to do in recreational gambling is simply to quit when you're ahead. I'll repeat that. One of the most challenging things to do, we all say it, it's the gambler's lament. I should have quit when I was ahead. It's tough to do, but it's so important if you want to stay ahead when every game in the place is rigged against you. Never forget that. It's therapeutic to think about it, isn't it? And we've talked all through our podcast about keeping recreational gambling about having fun and enjoyment. You know, as we kid, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, that's our approach. And we go to casinos very often with the plan is simply just to have fun. And if we win, it's all the better. And I agree with you, winning money is more fun than losing it. But the point is, if you're a recreational gambler, you're not going to win every time you go. It is nice, though, to stay ahead, you know, over the course of several weeks and months or even the year. For example, in the game of craps, four years now, I've been ahead. Now, I'm not ahead when I put that together with other table games and slot machine play. I'm behind. But in the game of craps, I'm ahead. And so I'm a craps author, a gambling author, and I like to write about craps and talk about craps, and we'll do a little bit of that today. But remember, it's not about professional gambling, because table games in a casino, blackjack aside if you're a card counter, but those are few and far between with today's, you know, 8-deck shuffle machines. I think you have to be have a computer chip implanted in your brain to be able to count cards. But there are some that claim that they do, but it's hard to believe. But anyway, playing perfect strategy in some of these games, or, you know, playing with a very low house advantage, sometimes people suggest that's the way to play. And yet we know people that, you know, cast perfect strategy to the wind sometimes win more so. And it's because there's no rhyme or reason to certain things. There's no rhyme or reason to how the dice roll sometimes, where you might have, what, 6 sevens in a row, or 8 elevens in a row, 8 yos in a row. Oh, my goodness. And how about over the course of 45 minutes, having 6 and 8 come up 37 times? Oh, my goodness. And if you're pressing 6 and 8, oh, my. We talked about in one of our episodes, Carol Meyer, and a Las Vegas table that actually were over $500,000 was won. Oh, why couldn't I have been on that table? Why couldn't I have been on that table? And that's always the dream, that whatever your game is, when you sit down to play, you know, if it's baccarat or roulette or paga or craps, oh, it's somehow it's going to turn radioactive and explode, and you're going to be the beneficiary. And hopefully that's what will happen. But it doesn't happen every time, and that's what we want you to remember. What? Remember what? Quit when you're ahead. That's the way to beat a casino. And we think that's the only way. Thank you, studio audience, very much. But this compulsion to gamble can be dangerous and it can be destructive. So we're going to take time today to review a test from Gamblers Anonymous. And please answer these questions in a very honest way. And I will answer the questions as well. And I will answer as honestly as I can. So we'll be right back and take a 20-question test from Gamblers Anonymous to see if maybe do we have a little problem with gambling or maybe not. Let's find out. We'll be right back. I have a very big challenge for all of us who gamble. If you are courageous, please share your answers with one another. And this is a test from Gamblers Anonymous to try to decide if you or I or others in the room are a compulsive gambler. So my challenge to all of our listeners is to be honest in your answers. There's 20 questions, and I'm going to review these with you and share my answers with you as well. Question number one, did you ever lose time from work or school due to gambling? Well, for me, that's a quick answer, no. Number two, has gambling ever made your home life unhappy? Yeah, I think maybe it has, and only a couple times, but only because I was unhappy because I didn't do well at gambling, and I had to learn to get past that feeling, and it kind of destroyed the family atmosphere at home because I was unhappy. Question number three, did gambling affect your reputation? Well, my immediate answer is no, but I did have to take a book. The book I wrote was called Craps Across America. I had to take it out of publication because of a position I took with a nonprofit organization, and they did not want me to be seen as a gambler. So, in a sense, you know, I had a reputation of being a recreational gambler, and it maybe was affected in a negative way in some people's eyes. Have you ever felt remorse after gambling? I may have felt remorse after gambling, not because I lost money, but because I was not satisfied with how I gambled, the decisions that I made. So, but in the spirit of the question, I would say no, I've never felt remorse because of gambling. Question five, did you ever gamble to get money with which you planned to pay debts or otherwise solve financial difficulties? I never really had that pie-in-the-sky attitude about gambling. I wasn't gambling to make money to pay my debts. But, you know, like most people, I participate in the state lotteries and the national lotteries, the Powerball, you know, with thinking that, oh, boy, it would make life a lot nicer. And I did have a cousin through marriage that won $100,000 in a Pennsylvania ticket purchase. So I'm sure he doesn't regret buying it. But no, my intention when I gamble is not to make money that I need to pay my debts. Question six, did gambling cause a decrease in your ambition or efficiency? And that's a quick no for me. Seven, after losing, did you ever feel that you should return as soon as possible and win back your losses? I would say no. I'm not in a rush to get back to gambling. But again, I journalize, and I write down ideas, kind of like
re-examine what I did, looking for a better approach. After a win, did you have a strong urge to return and win more? Again, in my case, I would say no. In fact, I got very conservative after a lot of big wins because I didn't want to give back the money. Did you ever gamble until your last dollar was gone? I've sometimes gone beyond my loss limit, and sometimes with regret, but I never gambled until I was flat broke. No, I've never done that. Did you ever borrow to finance your gambling? And I've never done that. I have a gambling account, and my wife's well aware of the money in there, but there are so many people, I see it. I mean, I see it at the windows, the cashier windows, that are drawing on credit cards. And that's borrowing money to gamble, and that's just a sad thing. Question 11, have you ever sold anything to finance gambling? And again, in my case, that's a very quick no. Question 12, were you reluctant to use gambling money for normal expenditures? And I say no. I did raid my gambling account to buy my grandson a used car, but that was a choice that I made. I wasn't reluctant to do it. Did gambling ever make you careless about your own financial welfare or that of your families? And for me, that's another quick no. Question 14, did you ever gamble longer than you had planned? And I have to say, that's a yes in my case. And it's because I'm not going to leave a red hot table. Wasn't that long ago, my wife and I checked into the Excalibur. We had a comped room there, and she went up to the room rather early. She had a big plan for the next day, and I went to the craps table, and it just turned red hot, and I gambled all night. I came up as she was waking up, and she just said, "Well, I hope you won." I said, I did. And I spent half the day in the shade at the swimming pool sleeping while she was enjoying the sun. But that was a positive result, and I gambled much longer than I had planned. Question 15, have you ever gambled to escape worry, trouble, boredom, loneliness, grief, or loss? And thinking about that question, I would say, yeah, there are times, I gambled because I wanted some excitement. Maybe the routine of the work life was a little bit boring, and I was looking forward to spending some time in a casino to kind of get, that adrenaline feeling. And I know that's not good to seek that out, but I think I'd have to answer 15 as a yes.
Question 16. Would you ever consider committing an illegal act to get money for gambling? Well, that answer is no for me. But just a few months ago in the Pittsburgh area, there was somebody who was given a 3-year sentence for embezzling money from their work so that they could gamble in our local city casino. It happens. Question 17. Do you ever lose sleep because of your gambling? No. If I can't fall asleep, it's not because of gambling. And I hope that's true for you, too. Question 18. Does frustration and arguments at home and at work give you the urge to gamble? In my case, no. I gamble, again, out of boredom sometimes or routine, but not out of frustration or because of arguments. Now, that doesn't figure into my thinking. When good things are happening to you, this is question 19, do you have an intense desire to celebrate by going to a casino and gambling? Well, generally speaking, when good things happen to me, I'm thinking more about going out to dinner with my wife, not about going to a casino and gambling. I just don't associate those two. So I hope that's the same way with you. Joy and celebration doesn't equate to casino visits in my mind. And this 20th question is so serious. Did you ever consider self-destruction, hurting yourself, or suicide because of your gambling? I've read stories in the Las Vegas newspapers and heard them on Las Vegas podcasts about people who jump out of garages to their death because of gambling. And I hope it's not as true, but I think it is. There are people with such despair that they do take their own lives in gambling. And it's so sad. So those are our 20 questions that we borrowed from Gamblers Anonymous. And I hope you can have some interesting discussion about these. I think, you know, if you have somewhere between 6 to 9, you may have a little bit of a problem, and it's something to talk about and keep an eye on. But if you have more than half of these questions answered in the affirmative with yes, then you need to seek help, professional help. And again, you know, we're recreational gamblers, and our purpose is to make it fun and enjoyment, and to keep it under control, you know, to play with some common sense and a sense of responsibility. And if you can do that, we're all for it. If you can't do that, then maybe you just have to give up this hobby. And I just wanted to be sincere and as honest as we can be with this position. Let's take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about our July flyover states craps tour. Ah, man, I just can't wait. Well, we're hoping to have the opportunity to meet our listeners, and the way we wanted to do that is to go on a little bit of a craps tour, and we're calling it our July 2017 Roll the Dice with Us in the Flyover States Craps Tour. And it starts on July 6th, and we'll be at Rocky Gap Casino, which is in Flintstone, Maryland. On the 16th, the Rising Star Casino in Rising Sun, Indiana. Oh, what a beautiful little town. On the 17th and the 18th, we'll be at the famous upscale Belterra Casino, and that's in Florence, Indiana. Right across the river, of course, is the Kentucky Speedway. NASCAR power. And then on July 23rd, we'll be close to home at the Meadows Casino, and we are staying overnight. That's Washington, Pennsylvania. So we hope that we get a chance to meet our listeners and roll some dice with you. You know, no guarantees about winning, but we're going to do our best and have some fun. Maybe you can help us and share some things that you do. If you are a recreational gambler, as we are, and you visit casinos in and out of Las Vegas, so do we. And we share our recreational gambling tips and stories with our listeners, of course. We love to explore the towns and the cities around the casinos, and we do appreciate the many fine people that we meet. So if you enjoy casino resorts and travel too, then follow the bi-monthly podcast of Casinos USA. And please feel welcome to share your own stories by calling our 24-hour answering service at 1-724-519-4556. That's 1-724-519-4556. We do archive all our podcasts on our website. That's www.casinosusa.bet. Also, you can click on our Amazon link, and we can get a small kickback from Amazon. Doesn't cost you a cent more. Hey, just give it a consideration. All our podcasts are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, Stitcher Radio, MyTuner Radio, Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes Store, and again, our website, www.casinosusa.bet. Well, here we are. It's time to say goodbye. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Casinos USA, a place where every day is Saturday. We'll see you on our tour, our Flyover States Craps Tour, or you can listen to us at the end of July. Thank you. Enjoy the month.
Hey, every day is Saturday.